There's a cliche that gets used when people write about science. You've heard it before, including here on NPR.
These laws come from the world of science fiction, but the real world is catching up.
It is hard to even say that sentence without feeling like you're relating some science fiction tale.
It
sounds like science fiction, but it's real, is the phrase. And it pops up all the time when describing some cool, crazy, or horrifying scientific development. Jeff Brumfiel is a science editor here at NPR, and he's turned spotting these cliches into a bit of a hobby. So we asked him on to talk about it. Hey, Jeff.
Hi there, Lulu.
Okay, so we got this because you have a running list of examples on Twitter and Facebook of it sounds like science fiction, but stories. So walk us through an example.
Well, I mean, what got me going on this week was actually a headline in the New York Times: to curb global warming, science fiction may become fact, which is pretty much verbatim the cliche. You know, the best examples reference a movie, preferably from the 90s. So hold on. I'm gonna pull up a classic here, one of the all-time greats. The 1996 film Twister followed a group of scientists trying to collect data from inside a tornado. This may sound like science fiction, but anyone who's watched the Discovery Channel series Storm Chasers knows the idea is not far-fetched. You have 1990s film and Basic Cable all in the same headline.
Yeah, that sounds like the perfect storm.
Very good.
But wait. We have a story that we have uncovered from All Things Considered 2015, and you are talking about a study about antimatter where you use, of course, Star Trek to describe the findings. Let's listen.
Two parallel universes, one matter, the other antimatter.
And here you are.
Antimatter is totally sci-fi, but it's also totally real and really mysterious.
So why did you resort to this cliche?
Well, part of it is an homage because I do love the cliche. I couldn't help myself. And the other thing is that this is a case where science fiction is science fact. So antimatter, what do you think it is?
It's against it. It's like
the opposite.
The opposite. Thank you.
Right. And if antimatter and matter collide, what do you think happens?
An explosion? Energy.
Totally. It's true. No, energy, an explosion. So antimatter is a case where science fiction and science fact happen to be virtually identical. And that's why I felt I could get away with it. Why not, right? Have a little fun.
So that's your defense. But I'm curious, what other scientific discoveries do you think live up to the cliche? And I'm also curious about this thing, because when I go reading through the newspaper and I see all these discoveries that are living up to, you know, the future that we might have envisioned back in the day, some of them seem really scary to me. So what seems exciting and what seems frightening?
Well, I chose these very carefully. I actually asked the collective NPR science desk before I came on for their ideas. And these two stood out to me because they are like science fiction, but they're actually happening now and most people don't even realize it. So the first one is something called CRISPR-Cas9. Don't even ask me what it stands for. I don't have a clue. But what I can tell you is this is a brand new gene editing tool that allows people to cut and paste genes, genetic information that is, in a way that they've never been able to do before. It's extremely precise, and it has a lot of potential for doing all sorts of things, curing diseases, genetically modifying organisms. And so
designer babies.
Well, absolutely, you know. Let's go for the sci-fi movie analogy, Gattaca, right?
Yeah. And what's the other one?
Okay. The other one is something called deep learning. It's actually in computers. And this is a new type of artificial intelligence. Computers can basically educate themselves by looking at millions of games, or, you know, there's another algorithm that can look at all the pictures of all the dogs on the internet, and it can tell you, it can learn every species of dog out there without anyone ever telling it anything. So again, really cool, happening right now. Facebook can use it.
Tomorrow, maybe the Terminator.
Maybe the Terminator, absolutely.
All right. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel, thanks so much.
Thank you.